So let's get started. Key number one to a greater connection with Source, meditate. Your meditation practice does not have to be something that takes all day, nor a whole lot of time. Although you can always make the choice to sit in meditation for an entire day, as I have when setting aside a pre-planned day of retreat. However, those days are infrequent, scheduled in advance, and I'm sure my mind and my to-do list are cleared enough so that I may fully participate in it. But normally, our days and our schedule are really full, aren't they? If you're stretching yourself in your life, you probably have a lot going on that is demanding of your time, your energy, and your focus. There's a saying out there that says, meditate daily for 30 minutes. If you're too busy, meditate for at least an hour. And it's a joke, but it's not. If you're too busy, your meditation practice will actually teach you how to be not so busy anymore. So in order to create time to make meditation a practice in your daily life, it will require a commitment and discipline at first, at least until your habit is formed. After a while, you will look forward to this time, both morning and evening, I promise, as you will see the number of changes it brings into your life. You will actually find yourself wanting to sit down and meditate, to clear your head, calm your heart. Just take a break from what is going on the outside and check in to see how you are doing on the inside, to reconnect once again to that very deep place of inner peace, the wellspring of tranquility. My suggestion for setting aside time is to simply get out of bed a little earlier than usual. All of us have that in-between sleep and wake time where we are consciously tuning in to starting our day. And this is the ideal time for your practice. The reason for this is that you are coming out of your subconscious mental activity and moving into waking consciousness. During this very fertile period, you can plant seeds of ideas into your mind that will stretch with you throughout your day. You can also receive insights coming directly from your subconscious, which has had all night to simply integrate all that you have learned and experienced the day before. I often find that early morning meditations just put me on track for the day. It provides me with answers and solutions to what I was curious about the day before, and it is though I am reaffirmed by a conscious, guiding force within. I recently heard Deepak Chopra say that he meditates from 4 to 6 a.m. daily. He freely admits that this is just for him. This is what is right for him, and may not be for everybody. But I also see that this is a man who has written over 75 books and still writes 3 more a year. His former profession was as an MD, and he now travels the world constantly, is seen regularly with Oprah, owns healing centers, and is one of our most preeminent spiritual teachers that we have today. I firmly believe that with one's consistent practice of meditation, extraordinary things can come from you and to you to extend out into the world in your lifetime. Another ideal time for your meditation practice is at sunset. During this time, day turns to night. The world begins to slow. Your highly active day begins the journey towards a more receptive, calmed evening. We have high activity in daylight hours, and we have receptiveness and bonding in the evening and nighttime hours. By sitting down to meditate during this transition and tuning into spirit, you allow yourself a period that helps integrate all that has occurred during your day and sets a peaceful tone for your evening. You will be more relaxed before your evening meal and better able to commune with others in your home. Now, I know that in thinking of your daily practice, some of you are going to have a bit of trouble. I initially did when I started some 25 years ago, but I didn't abandon it. I just kept trying and reading how-tos and then practicing. One thing I discovered was that having a specific area in my home just for meditation was truly essential. When you're first starting out, you can often roam around the house trying to find the right place, the right chair, or laying down on the couch. By taking the time to create a specific space for your consistent practice, your dedication will come much more easily. You can take the time to clear out the right place in your home, choose the right chair and pillow, and have a candle nearby or whatever you need to get started. I always have several essential oils to choose from when I start my meditation practice. I do suggest that if you're brand new at practicing, just use a straight-backed, upright chair. You want to be able to feel your spine holding yourself upright. This way, you avoid the tendency to fall asleep. You will also be able to keep your feet flat on the floor and lean back to rest on occasion if you need to. Eventually, you can choose a space on the floor or a pillow or not, as you will realize your body's position won't be as much of a concern to you after you're well practiced. I so often hear from people, "I don't have time. I don't know how to do it." Or, "I've tried so often, but I simply can't." Your practice is simply that, a practice. It means that you sit down and you give it your best effort, both morning and evening. And little by little, you will see your efforts pay off. Little by little, you will begin to experience all the wonderful gifts that Source would bring to you because you are so in tune with your own spiritual center. All good things flow from here. Now, for some of you, you already may have started a meditation practice, but aren't consistent with it, aren't sure where to go with it next, or have even abandoned it altogether. I encourage you to stay on track. I've noticed for myself that when I am meditating consistently daily, my whole life goes a lot smoother. Opportunities come quicker, and I act on them more easily. Things just don't go wrong. There is a kind of flow and a synchronicity to events that is really magical, and I maintain that really high frequency in my mind and in my heart for much longer periods of time. Whether I am different or my life is different, I couldn't really tell you. What I think is occurring is that you vibrate a lot higher, and so things just flow into your life a lot easier. You vibrate higher because you've had the chance to energetically allow stuck emotions to flow out of you. You've had the chance to integrate what you've learned and take it forward the next day. You've had the chance to calm down and allow intuition in. The same intuition that follows you around all day long, leading you in directions, providing answers, giving higher thoughts and solutions to even the littlest of things. You've allowed yourself the opportunity and time to receive more divine source light within. And pretty soon, all things are just flowing in your life. If you can continue operating this way all day, your life will change. Problems are avoided, poor choices are pretty much eliminated, and you feel, you sense, you know that you are in a divine inner flow that is cooperating with and coordinated by a much higher power than your own. Allow this to be a time where you can connect with this higher power and allow yourself to receive from it. Sometimes what you are receiving may simply feel like an energetic flow. Sometimes you may be observing as stuck, dense emotions begin to leave you. At times you'll be able to observe those thoughts you are having all day just whisper away into nothing. This is where you shall find your spiritual center and your connection to Source. This is why I think meditating is one of the most radical moves you can make to improve your life. All else flows from here. Everything. Your health, your finances, your relationships, your inspiration and clarity. These are the beautiful gifts that Spirit has to bring you during your time here on Earth. To support your new meditation initiative I'm giving you these two complimentary short length meditations that you can use to start and end your days. Morning prayer and evening meditation are two recorded audio practices that you can begin with. Once you become accustomed to sitting down and listening to them, taking the message into your heart and carrying it throughout your day, my hope and wish is that you'll become accustomed to quieting your mind and your heart to just receive. Little by little, you may just want to extend those periods and begin to increase your greater connection to Source. I encourage you now to take a break. Pull out your workbook and answer the questions that are posed for you there. The deeper you can go into this course, the more fulfillment you will find in instituting these new practices into your daily life. Until the next time, thank you.